Matt in New York on 101.7 FM. You're on Catholic Answers Live. Hello, Matt.
How you doing?
Good.
I have a question. I'm Catholic. My mom's Catholic. My mom turns to St. Anthony to help find lost things.
Mm-hmm.
And other saints, so-and-so, you know, for every saint does something different. I have a guy I work with that is not Catholic, and we were kind of talking about that because my mom lost her keys the other day, and she asked for St. Anthony to help find keys, and she found her keys. And he told me he doesn't agree with that because he says praying to St. Anthony is like praying to another god. And
yes.
Me personally, God is God, St. Anthony is St. Anthony. I don't see a saint as a god, but
gotcha.
He did, and I just didn't understand that.
Okay. It may help your friend to understand the origin of the word pray. Pray does not mean or did not come from a word that means worship or adore or venerate or anything like that. Actually, the word pray originally just meant to ask. And so any request that you make of anybody can be described according to that usage as a prayer. And in British English, you even find other examples of that. For example, you may have heard the contraction privy. If you ever, say, watch British period dramas on TV. But we've got the music coming up on us now, so I'll finish on the other side. Matt, are you still there, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I was talking about the history of the word pray and how it originally meant ask. And it still means that in many contexts. In British English, for example, there's a contraction you may hear on television programs from England, especially period dramas. The contraction is prithee. It's a contraction of I pray thee or I ask you. And people use it to each other, and they're not talking to God. They're not even talking to a saint. They're just talking to another human being here on earth. In the same way, in legal documents, you will find that if you've ever gone to court and had your lawyer draft a legal document, you will find in the motion that your attorney makes language like, my client prays that the court does thus and so. And that just means my client asks that the court do a particular thing. So the word pray, according to its original meaning, just meant ask. And that's the way that it's used when we're talking about praying to the saints. We're not talking about worshiping them. We're not talking about treating them as other gods. We're just asking them for something. In particular, we're asking them to pray for us. We're asking them to pray to God on our behalf, to be our prayer partners, just like we would ask other people here on earth to pray for us. So unless your friend has a problem with asking other people for stuff, then and thinks we should only ever ask God for stuff, then in principle he should be open to the idea of asking saints for stuff, like asking them to be our prayer partners. And so framing matters in that light might help him understand it better. It's not that we're treating a saint as another god. It's we're treating a saint as another person and simply asking them for something the way we ask other people for things. Makes sense, Matt?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for the call.